the characters and the prose are both very distracted, you know, which I like, and it has a kind of linguistic cacophony, you know, and I feel like that it's evocative of the kind of New York landscape. There's and especially that area in Brooklyn where there's the expressway kind of intersects everything, and there's all this vivisecting kind of lines of streets and everything, and then your narrative has that same kind of shape to it, you know. It's like narrative upon narrative, and there's two or three different time sequences going on in the same story.
Yeah, it's also, you know, it was for the characters, actually it's a very distracting time, of course, because that's September 11th, and and I didn't want to tell a story of where people actually are able to make their mind up, you know, because everyone at that time was making resolutions and deciding to do this and that and to change their lives or to move somewhere else or to hate Arabs or to, you know, everyone was making their mind up and going in one direction, and my characters don't do that. I felt that this was more important or more a sign of the times than everything else, right?
Yeah.
So they had to go, you know, back and forth, and they had to talk about different things and nonsensical things and uninteresting things, and they had to get drunk because, I don't know, they can't make their mind up, really. Okay.
You know, it's interesting that you position this kind of major catastrophe, this event, with this collection of the people that are they're so ambivalent, you know, and there's a kind of emotional anarchy, you know, in these characters, and they never really seem to come to grips with the event itself, you know, the major event, and instead there's this sort of this amazing nearsightedness of just like what's in front of them and just barely getting by from space to space and moment to moment, you know, and it almost becomes surreal in a way, because I think at some point you have the dog talking as well. And it seems very natural, because it's the prose is kind of surreal and itself in a lot of ways, and then the dog starts talking and everyone's drunk or doing drugs or whatever, or kind of wandering around.
The dog sort of, well, in every time when it's important, like he's the, I think in team sports you say he's the glue guy. he's the one who brings it all to, or holds it all together, you know?
Yeah.
And he gives his wisdom or his opinion about beer brands, or you know, he always gives that when everyone's drunk, like, you know, then it's possible that he can talk, but there are moments in the book, if you get to it later, when he actually really talks, when he, you know, sort of gives his wisdom and all the pain that he experienced to the character. So he's a real character in the book. He's not only a dog, right?
I don't know, the dog is the prophet in some ways, or the
Yeah, very much.
You know, this spiritual advisor.